between 1967 and 1979, I wrote four sequences of poems in a Glasgow voice. So I'll read a selection from them. Beginning with the first one I wrote, which is called The Good Thief, and it's set at the time of the crucifixion. The Good Thief. Hey, Jimmy. You all right, huh? Still ways, are you? Huh? Hey, Jimmy. Am I right in saying you're a pape? Am I right in saying you're one of us, Jimmy? See it in your eyes. One of us. Hey. Hey, Jimmy. Looks like we're going to miss the game. Going to miss the game, Jimmy. Nearly 3 o'clock now. Dark, innit? Good job they've got the lights. That was from the first sequence called Six Glasgow Poems. Second sequence is called Bonnet Hustling. Read two or three from it. The Dropout. Scrimpton's great for you. Are you grateful? No one but. Spout useless here. Twisted as a corkscrew. Cause rousing an empty house. Your father never had your chance. Pick and choose your job. A steady pay. Well, just take a look at yourself. Neither work nor want. Oh, aye. You're clever. Damn clever. But you haven't a clue what you're doing. Fireworks. Up comes a wee man. Beats three men. Slings out a cracker. And Lennox. Oh, you want to have seen him. Cool as a cucumber. Bump. Right in the rigging. Postage stamp. A rocket. That was it. That was the end. Finished. Moral philosophy. What do you mean, what do you mean? Listen. Now listen to me talking to you. Right? Hold on. Where was I? No. Aye. What's his name? I'm with you know you. Here. Here you. You're not even listening. Name of God. I don't know. The next sequence I wrote is called Unrelated Incidents. I need a few of them. This would be about 1976. They're untitled. There's only two or three. If you still haven't worked out the difference between your eyes and your ears, gie's peace, pal. If you still haven't thought a language as a sound system, if you haven't had a think about the difference between sound and object and symbol, well, my innocent wee friend, as God said to Adam, I don't care if you caught an apple or an apple, just lay it alone. This is a 6 o'clock news, the man said. The reason I talk with a BBC accent is because you wouldn't want me to talk about the truth with a voice like one of you, scruff. If I talked about the truth like one of you, scruff, you wouldn't think it was true. just wanna you scruff tong. There's a right way to spell and a right way to talk it. This is me talking a right way of spelling. This is my truth. Yous don't know the truth yourselves, cause you canny talk right. This is a 6 o'clock news. Belt up. It's all the fault of the unions, he said, and the workers been too greedy, he added, and the commies and no enough moderates stunning up and getting counted and lame ducks getting what have you built out and white elephants getting sailed down the river. And I mean, we've got to pull in our belts and our backs are to the wall, you've got to admit it. Then he took out his number 8 and gained a lovely wee chip up right beside the flag, tapped it down for a 3, a birdie. Despite the fact that he belonged to a class of people that had had their language sneered at since he was born, despite a long history of poverty and the violence of people in positions of power telling him his culture was a sign of his inferiority, that for the purposes of cultural statistics, he didn't really exist. Amazing as it might seem, this ordinary working man got up one day and was heard to remark that it wasn't such a bad day to be alive. The last sequence from about 1978-79 was called Ghosty Men. I'll read 3 or 4. My lungs is fucked. Bronchitis again. The smoking. Look at it. Same old spit. Yellow and green. Van Gogh's palette. Painting sunflowers. Humpty Dumpty sat in a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men came charging up and trampled him into the ground. Metaphysics. Fucking metaphysics. You with me? You read me, pal? See that sun there? See that fucking cunt bun? Extreme rationalist. Extreme rationalist would doubt. Would doubt if it drives them on. Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell, my friend. Fucking right on it. Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, 3 bags full. One for the master, and another one for the master, and one for the fucking church. After he'd given us a spiel about what was right and what was wrong, but this and that and the next thing, I says to the bloke, and what is it you call your job, Jimmy? I'm a liaison coordinator, he says. Oh good, I says, a liaison coordinator. Just what this area needs. What with all the unemployment and all the bevying, the boys running amok in the hoose's fonty bits, and the woman in tranquilizers, at last have sent us a liaison coordinator. Somebody with a degree in fuck knows what, getting paid for no knowing what the fuck to do with it. Right enough, my language is disgraceful. My ma tell me, my teacher tell me, the doctor tell me, the priest tell me, my boss tell me, my landlady in Carrington Street tell me, the lassie I tried to get halfway in 1969 tell me, some wee smout that thought I hadn't read Chomsky tell me, a Calvinistic communist that thought I was revisionist tell me, po-faced literati grimly carrying the burden of the past tell me, po-faced literati grimly carrying the burden of the future tell me, my wife tell me just to get into this poem tell me, my wains came home from school and tell me, just about every book I opened tell me, even the introduction to the Scottish National Dictionary tell me. Ach well, all living language is sacred. Fuck the lot of them.